is Yoon,
and this is Ryan.
The Sheepdogs are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM Kingston.
Are you listening from inside a local prison, or do you have a friend or loved one in a local prison or youth detention center? Calls from Home is a monthly radio program for you. On Calls from Home, we share voicemails, messages, song requests, and dedications. Anyone can contact us with a message or song request for a friend or loved one on the inside. To get in touch, call or text 613-917-1390. Email cfrcprisonradio@riseup.net or send us a message on Instagram at @cfrcprisonradio. The CFRC radio signal reaches the following local and regional prisons: Millhaven, Bath, Collins Bay and Frontenac, Joyceville and Pittsburgh, the Sundance Youth Detention Center here in Kingston, Quinte in Napanee, and the Cape Vincent Correctional Facility in upstate New York. Messages and song requests will be broadcast once per month on Wednesday between 7 and 8 p.m. here on CFRC 101.9 FM or on the web at cfrc.ca. For 2025, Calls from Home will air on the following dates: April 16th, May 14th, June 11th, July 9th, August 6th, September 3rd, October 1st, October 29th, November 26th, and December 24th. Please send in your message at least one day before the broadcast date. These upcoming show dates, contact info, and additional information is available online at cfrc.ca or on Instagram at CFRC Prison Radio. We look forward to receiving your messages and sharing them over the airwaves.
This is CFRC 101.9 FM, Cogeco Cable 282, and we broadcast from Queen's University, Kingston, Ontario, since 1922. In fact, this is what our legacy. And you can check us out at cfrc.ca for all kinds of information about the station. We broadcast 24/7, 365. And you can donate to us. You can buy our merchandise. You can learn about how to volunteer at this fine station. And you can also find out about news and events in the area. You can book a studio if you are looking to produce something, podcast, radio show, musical, theatrical event, all of those things. We are multifaceted. We are a big tent. You can buy ads. We'd love to take your money to have some ads on this station, broadcast your wares, reach a whole different audience. So welcome. My name's Grim. This is A Working Knowledge, and I'm here every Wednesday evening from 10 until 11 p.m. I'm going to play you my usual blend of music. It's going to range all over the place. It's going to certainly start with some folk and go to all kinds of other stations on our transport, and so stick around for that. I want to start with a bit of news, a bit of somber news, and it will have passed likely unnoticed to many people, and that's okay. On the 23rd, it was announced that cult folk singer Bill Fay died aged 81. And he's a cult folk singer, as you might imagine, as the intro suggested. So he's not very well known. He died peacefully in London, England, aged 81, as I said. His record company, Dead Oceans, released a statement saying that Bill was a gentleman and a gentleman, wise beyond our times. He was a private person with the biggest of hearts, who wrote immensely moving, meaningful songs that will continue to find people for years to come. And Bill's first two albums, entitled Bill Fay and Time of the Last Persecution, found a modest but loving audience upon their release in the dawn of the 1970s. But they weren't considered commercial successes at the time, and they were overlooked. And he basically retired from the music industry from that point on. And it wasn't until close to 40 years later, with the help of producer Joshua Henry, who tracked Bill down and convinced him to make another album, that Bill Fay went on to make three more albums with Dead Oceans: Life as People in 2012, which was again his first release for 40 years, Who is the Sender in 2015, and Countless Branches in 2020. Apparently, only a month before his passing, Bill was busy working on a new album, and the record company does hope that they'll get that out in some form in the months or years to come. It would be nice to see and hear what he had in mind as he worked on his last piece. He struck me, I'm not entirely sure how I found Bill Fay or even when. It was round about the time, I'm reasonably confident, of his newly reissued new album, so 2015, after 40 years, I caught a buzz somewhere and started to check him out. And it was one of the best decisions I ever made. He, for me, it's his, he's a quiet writer, quiet performer, sensitive, and maybe it was the time in my life that was what I was looking for, perhaps, or needing. But there's something of the gentleness of his spirit that really struck with me. He was, by all accounts, a practicing Anglican. In the 40 years in between recording, he lived a very modest life, had a variety of, you know, working class jobs, cleaner, picked fruit, etc. So he really kept out of the public eye in every way, shape, or form. Although he did continue to write songs at home, and for no reason other than he wanted to write songs. Wilco's Jeff Tweedy did some work with Bill Fay and certainly helped lead the revival of Fay's music. And he said, there's a simplicity and an elegance to it. You immediately recognize this is something uncut by ambition and fashion. It's just somebody humbly adding their voice to contribute some beauty in and maybe make peace with the world. And I gotta say, that's a pretty good summation of how I feel about Bill's music. And it's almost been one of those private musical experiences that I almost don't want to share with anybody, because I think it's so meaningful to me and in ways that I'm still unpacking and I probably will be unpacking for a long time. So tonight, however, I want to share some Bill Fay with you. I'm going to play a few pieces throughout the evening, and certainly he's an artist that I'll be featuring here continually for as long as I'm doing radio. So I think I'm going to begin the show a little piece on Bill Fay, and we're just going to sprinkle it throughout the show. We're going to begin from his 2015 album, again, first album in 40 years. It's called Life is People. Life is People. And this piece, I think, is a good summation of all of his work, of his approach, of his songwriting, of the vibe of Bill Fay. This is Be at Peace with Yourself. Will
the end of the day.
Still be true. We saw the green fields. I can't swim there, the sea is too rough. I can't find the timetable to catch the bus. My friend Harry's got legs to spare, but I can't find my body. I've looked everywhere. Keeps me waiting in the garden. Oh, the Lord keeps me waiting in the bathroom. Full of feelings covered in dust. Me waiting in the kitchen. Oh, the Lord keeps me watching at the door. Full of feelings covered in dust.
You can rely on it. can combine anything you want. I'll stick around. You were right about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Tall buildings shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs, tuned to chords strung down your cheek, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Don't cry, you can rely on me, honey. You can come by anytime you want. I'll be around. You were right about the stars. Each one is a setting sun. Shake, voices escape, singing sad, sad songs, tuned to chords strung down your cheek, bitter melodies turning your orbit around. Voices whine, skyscrapers scraping together, and your voice is smoking last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Our love, our love, our love is all we have. Everyone is a burning sun. Voices whine, skyscrapers scraping together, and your voice is smoking last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around. Last cigarettes, all you can get, turning your orbit around.
tell. Like an echo down the well. It's a poem that made you free. Were you young and believed? Just an echo down the well.
Tried to sell as the world around us fell.
the factory floor. All my time is lying on the factory floor. Some say Messiah.
Bill Fay to end that set. We started the set with Bill Fay. We ended the set with him, and there's a shot of him in between as well. As I mentioned off the top, he passed away at age 81 just a couple days ago. A huge favorite of mine, and something I wanted to share with you all this evening. So we did start the whole set around the top of the hour with Bill Fay, Be at Peace with Yourself, followed by some Marianne Faithfull, another tremendous artist who passed away quite recently. Into some Johnny Flynn and Robert McFarlane from the song was I Can't Swim There. And then Bill Fay giving us a beautiful cover of Wilco's Jesus, etc. As I mentioned again, Wilco was a big backer of Bill Fay, and that's just a wonderful cover. Just fabulous. Grievous Angels from last year, I could tell, brand new from them. And then the Mekongs from their 2002 Fear and Whiskey album with Chivalry, and then ending there, as I mentioned, Bill Fay, I Hear You Calling. And that's from his Who Is the Sender album, which is his second new album after 40 years in 2015. And I'm sure, as I said, you will hear more Fay on this program in the months to come. This is A Working Knowledge, 101.9 FM with CFRC Radio. My name is Grim. Let's get back into some music. Kind of continuing the vibe, this is Kay Tempest from her album The Book of Traps and Lessons and Hold Your Own.
Time pulls lives apart. Hold your own. When everything is fluid, nothing can be known with any certainty. Hold your own. Hold it till you feel it there, as dark and dense and wet as earth, as vast and bright and sweet as air. When all there is knowing that you feel what you are feeling. Hold your own. Ask your hands to know the things they hold. I know the days are reeling past in such squealing blasts, but stop for breath and you will know it's yours. Swaying like an open door when storms are coming. Hold. Time is an onslaught. Love is a mission. We work for vocations until in remission we wish we'd had patience and given more time to our children. Feel each decision that you make. Make it. Hold it. Hold your own. Hold your lovers. Hold their hands. Hold their breasts in your hands like your hands were their bra. Hold their face in your palms like a prayer. Hold them all night. Feel them. Hold back. Don't hold back. Hold your own. Every pain, every grievance, every stab of shame, every day spent with a demon in your brain giving chase, hold it. Know the wolves that hunt you. In time, they will be the dogs that bring your slippers. Love them right, and you will feel them kiss you when they come to bite. Hot snouts digging out your cuddles with their bloody muzzles. Hold. Nothing you can buy will ever make you more whole. This whole thing thrives on us feeling always incomplete. And it is why we will search for happiness in whatever thing it is we crave in the moment. And it is why we can never really find it there. It is why you will sit there with the lover that you fought for in the car you sweated years to buy, wearing the ring you dreamed of all your life. And some part of you will still be unsure that this is what you really want. Stop craving. Hold your own. But if you're satisfied with where you're at, with who you are, you won't need to buy new makeup or new outfits or new pots and pans to cook new exciting recipes for new exciting people to make yourself feel like the new exciting person you think you're supposed to be. Happiness, the brand, is not happiness. We are smarter than they think we are. They take us all for idiots, but that's their problem. When we behave like idiots, it becomes our problem. So hold your own. Breathe deep on a freezing beach. Taste the salt of friendship. Notice the movement of a stranger. Hold your own and let it be catching.
Under.
Thanks for listening tonight. This is Working Knowledge. My name is Grim. I'm here every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m. One more piece as I head out the door. This is relatively brand new, from The Hallucination. It's Babylon featuring Northern Cree. Thanks for listening. See you next week. See you at some gigs. Take care of each other. Cheers.